Well, I'm back. My sincere apologies to all who've been looking for the podcast Daily Bread with Pastor Q. It has just been quite a couple months, and you know, I've been through some trials and some other things, and then as well as switching from platforms. We're about to launch a website, so that's been in a process as well, and it's got its own podcast platform on it. So my apologies to all that were listening regularly, but I'm back now, right? I was in a small group, my Bible study last night. And they were bringing up challenges there at the end, challenging us to do something. It got to me, and I said, I've got to get my podcast started back. So, forgive me. You know, a lot of people have reached out and wondered what in the world happened. Nothing too crazy. You know, it's just life and things of that nature. But we're back at it. This is Daily Bread with Pastor Q here. I'm the lead pastor at Reed's Chapel Church of God, and I'm so delighted to be with you this morning. Our devotion for today is Romans chapter 1. Verse 16, and it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." This is such a powerful verse here, especially with what God has been showing me over these past few months, that if you are a believer, you cannot sit on the pews, you cannot lay back and enjoy eternity. You're not in eternity yet, you're still in time, and other people, their time is running out. It is up to us to partner with God, to walk by His Spirit, and especially not to be ashamed of His gospel, right? Sometimes we shy away from sharing our faith, maybe because we're young in the faith and we feel like we don't know enough, or maybe it's because we've backslid and we don't want people to judge us. Maybe, you know, there's all types of reasons people choose to stay silent, right? I just wonder, you know, if they, you know, it's just like me in this podcast. You know, I could stay silent forever. I could never get back online, but, you know, there's just too many people that come up to me and talk about it. And so it's like, yep, got to get back on the saddle you know, ride this thing out. So, and it's early. Like, I get up, you know, I've got to get up. Alarm was set for 5 o'clock. I got to get everything ready. I got to come over here. After this, I have to go work out. But, you know, it's worth it. It's worth speaking to you in the morning. It's worth starting your day with. It's worth meditating on God's Word. And then here we see that we cannot be ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So we can't be ashamed of it, because This is salvation for people, and it's power in people's lives that were once powerless. It's good news because Christ promises if you repent and believe in Him alone, that He will give you the power over death, hell, the grave, and ultimately the power over sin. Christ has the power to forgive you of your sin, and He has the power to free you from your sin. That doesn't mean you will be sinless, but it means sin will no longer have dominion, reign, right, power over you anymore, because the power of the Spirit is much greater than the power of sin. And so I just encourage you this morning, however you can do it. We are communicators as a people. It's how the world works. We have to communicate things in order to operate. So I'm just asking you, get in this word and communicate this word. You say, I'm not a theologian, I don't know. If you can say Jesus, and you can say you believed in Jesus and He's changed your life, then you can communicate the gospel. Do not be ashamed. You feel God leading you to share your faith or tell someone about Jesus. Or just, dude, I have watched grown men break by one question. Hey, brother, God told me to come over here and ask if you need prayer. And then they just break down into tears because God was dealing with them or something is going on in their life. So never be ashamed of the gospel. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's the power of God saving people that believe. And it's our own salvation, right? So I just encourage you this morning, don't be ashamed of the gospel. Share your faith. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. He's still cool. Last I heard, He was seated at the right hand of the Father. There's nothing to be ashamed of there. people do get ashamed. They don't like the cross. It is shameful, right? Like admitting their sins. Yeah, that's shameful. But it's the power of God to us that believe. So share your faith. Don't be ashamed of Jesus today. Because he's not going to be ashamed of you, right? When you enter into heaven, He's not ashamed of you. I'll leave you with this. He does say this. He says, if you deny Me before men, I will deny you before My Father in heaven. So keep that as a warning, right? And don't be ashamed of the gospel today. This is Pastor Q with Daily Bread. Thank you. God bless. And we will be back tomorrow. I promise we'll be back tomorrow. I've said that before, so don't count me to it. But I'm trying to stay consistent here. God bless you guys. And I love you all.